A federal judge has allowed churches in North Carolina to temporarily open. The ruling on Saturday came just days after a lawsuit was filed by a religious group claiming the governor's stay-at-home order violated their right to worship freely. Governor Roy Cooper's order blocked churches from holding indoor services for more than 10 at a time. But now the judge's ruling lifts that restriction for 14 days. As WFAE's Catherine Welch reports, churches are mixed on how and when to welcome back their flocks.
Venture Church occupies an old textile mill in Dallas near the Gaston-Lincoln County line. About 700 worshipers filled the auditorium of this Southern Baptist church before North Carolina's stay-at-home order went into effect. On Palm Sunday, a member died from COVID-19. Pastor Austin Rammel says the man's wife wants the church to reopen.
She gets energy in being around other believers.
The governor's stay-at-home order restricts religious services to either be held outside with social distancing, moved online, or limited indoors to no more than 10 people. Federal Judge James Devers' ruling points out that the limit of up to 10 people is a standard that doesn't apply to funerals, allowing up to 50 people, or shopping, which allows up to 50% of a store's capacity. Governor Roy Cooper said last week that's because sitting in a confined space like a sanctuary poses a higher health risk.
Because we know that inside, it is much more likely that you're going to transmit this virus, particularly when you're sitting or standing in one place for a long period of time.
The governor went too far, says Senator Carl Ford of Rowan County.
We have the right to worship Almighty God as we see fit, according to the state constitution.
The ruling allows churches to open temporarily for 14 days, and Cooper says he's disappointed but will not appeal. University of North Carolina law professor William Marshall doesn't blame him.
I think what we're seeing is that courts might be becoming less deferential to governor's orders around the country the longer this goes on.
Marshall thinks Cooper has a good case that's grounded in a Supreme Court decision made in 1905 during a smallpox outbreak that allows the government to act if individual decisions could put the general public at risk.
I think what may happen is that if the situation gets worse in North Carolina, or if it's shown that religious services do tend to lead to outbreaks, that the governor may come back and revisit it.
We can't go back to business as usual. We can't, because the world is going to be totally different after this.
Pastor Abdu Knox leads the Greater Bethel AME Church in East Charlotte. The younger members of his congregation moved services to YouTube and Facebook and set up five different ways for worshipers to give. He says the move is generating more gifts, but Knox has consoled fellow pastors who are struggling.
A lot of churches are suffering, and some of them are, you know, throwing caution to the wind. And I know of some churches that are still meeting, and they probably have more than the 10.
Half of his congregation is elderly and high risk, so Knox plans to slowly roll out indoor services.
As this virus continues to take off and spread, I think we should do everything we can to stop the spread. And if that means that we have to worship the way we do, I am absolutely fine with it.
Knox is still thinking about how to reopen, while Pastor Austin Rammel at Venture Church has engineered a detailed plan for when his members come back on Sunday. It starts with reserving a seat online.
When you show up, you'll have your Eventbrite reservation. We've ordered the InstaScan deals to get temperature. We're also requiring masks.
Once inside, there are one-way traffic patterns. Everyone will sit 6 feet apart. Nobody can shake hands. Bathroom attendants will wipe things down, and the auditorium will be disinfected after every service. It's not the elaborate planning that bothers Pastor Susan Hefner-Hune of the Vine Methodist Church in Charlotte. What bothers her is the lack of connection.
It's not a spectator sport. Worship is engaging and worship is participatory.
To her, it isn't a church service if there's no singing, no hugging, no handshakes or children gathering. So she doesn't see a need to rush back. She plans to survey her small congregation to see if they're willing to postpone reopening until the world decides when it's safe for worshipers to sing, shake hands, and sit together. For WFAE News, I'm Catherine Welch.